This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This is a Joy 94.9 podcast for Generation Next. News, views, and opinions from the queer youth of today. The Generation Next podcast is presented to you with thanks to Joy sponsor, Equal Play.
I'm Jason Ball.
And I'm Gus Johnston.
Sport has been a massive part of our lives,
but for all the highs, sport can also be complex and at times pretty tough for those in the GLBTI community.
The Equal Play study is an opportunity to change all this. We're calling on people aged 14 to 23 who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse to share their experiences in sport and PE. Participate now at facebook.com/equalplay.
Evening, guys.
Yeah, good evening. It is Generation Next, 5 minutes past seven, and you know what? It's Christmas Eve, if anyone wasn't aware already. Just in case. You know what? I had to look at the date as well today. Doesn't really feel like a Christmas Eve. I think it's the Monday.
It's 2 days past, no, 3 days past when the world was meant to end anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm actually really disappointed about that. That's actually a bit of a raw nerve because, look, I grew up playing zombie survival horror video games, and I feel like this, like, that was training. That was training for the zombie apocalypse, and it did not happen.
Do you think it was always going to be a zombie? Because I was thinking it was going to be like a tsunami, earthquake.
No, I feel it in my bones. I think it's definitely leading up to the zombie apocalypse. I mean, like, look at bath salts guy.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
You know, that was a telltale clue for me that, like, the zombie apocalypse or the zombocalypse was on its way. And I just feel like I was lied to.
It's kind of like Grinch. The Grinch just tried to ruin Christmas this year by ending the world.
Especially right before Christmas. 4 days before Christmas?
Three days before?
You know what? A number of days before Christmas. Hey, guys, look, at any point in tonight's show, if you feel like joining in on the conversation or, you know, you think that we're babbling, just send us a message on 0427-JOY-949. Or give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. Or if you have something a little bit longer that you want to say, shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au because we love hearing from you guys. And especially if you have, like, let us know what you're doing for Christmas, like your Christmas plans.
Or Christmas Eve if they are, like, furiously trying to shop and buy for people.
Oh, my God. I was walking through Bourke Street. It was like the zombie apocalypse because everyone was just like, I'm going to walk.
It's a consumerism apocalypse.
It was annoying. I'm trying to think of a way without something coming across as like crass and just full with vitriol, but no, it was annoying. It was annoying. It takes like what? From Maya to get to here, it takes like what?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. It took me like 10 minutes because I was like, shoulder barging through people. I felt like I was in the scrum.
That's not very nice. Did you at least, like, wish them Merry Christmas?
Merry shoulder. No, I had a plan, you know? I had to get in that zone. I had to get to Joy.
A to B.
A to B.
They're just obstacles.
You see me walk down the road, Mason. I'm just like, I need to move. Look, with all, like, the jokes aside, tomorrow, like, millions of people, they're going to be spending Christmas with family and loved ones, but look, there are going to be many Australians that will be spending Christmas alone. This time of year can be, like, it can be a season, you know, of great joy, but it can also be a season of depression and suicide for people who may not have families and feel isolated and alone. So, look, if you have a friend that you know will be spending the festive season alone, like, just invite them around. This time of year, it's about connecting with loved ones and spending time with people you care about.
There is actually a lot of orphans within the LGBTI community. Yeah. And it's great when you see, like, people that are orphans from their biological family, but then they go and create their own kind of unique, fun families.
Yeah. Well, do you know, when I came out and came to Melbourne, I lost my family.
Oh.
And that was quite a hard time for a couple of years because I did not have a family. My friends were my family, and my friends were the ones who, you know, I'd spend Christmas with them, and that was a, you know, quite a nice feeling for me, because, you know, just knowing
upside,
that
you've got some good friends.
Yeah. And if you are feeling depressed and alone this time of year, just give Lifeline a call. The number's 13 11 14. But, you know, Dean Beck did come to me before the show and told me about this really amazing traditional three-course Christmas Day lunch down at the old Fitzroy Oval in St. George Road in Fitzroy. It's next to the grandstand. There's four free tickets left for people who need it. So if you are one of those gay orphans out there, or bi transgender orphans out there, and you are going to be alone for Christmas...
They got a spot for you, basically.
Yeah, they do.
You got some food. It's going to be a good time.
Yep.
It's just for you.
So there's four tickets left. There's four places left. So give Stephen a call. And Stephen's number is 0413-337-805. And he should be able to help you out.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And if you do want to go, you need to catch the 112 tram from Collins Street, which goes along Brunswick Street to the tram stop number 20.
Yeah.
Apparently.
No, because it's a really nice gardens that's going to be at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There's some really nice parks in Fitzroy, but that's just one of them.
Oh, I love Fitzroy. I love that area. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm hanging out with friends as well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm spending Christmas with my sister.
Ooh.
Who's coming to Melbourne. And, yeah, it should be good. I mean, it's going to be, because either since I patch things up with my family, yeah. Normally I travel to see them, or I skip the headache and stay in Melbourne. And that sounds really bad when I say it out loud.
Yeah.
I hope they're not listening.
Just get them where it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Worst son ever. Either I'll go to Sydney or I'll spend Christmas with my friends in Melbourne, but my sister's actually come to Melbourne with her husband and their kids and her best friends, so we're having a Melbourne Christmas.
Ooh, so are you any good at cooking?
I use my oven to store things.
Oh, I've made muffins explode, so I'm I don't want to, if anyone's hey, you should cook, no, I shouldn't.
I can cook, but then I just sometimes... all the time, I just can't be bothered. I just can't. I think people that love cooking and can just whip things up in 2 seconds, I think that they're marvelous, and I just really don't understand. But yeah, I wish I could cook. I feel like I'm missing out. Well, did cook. I wish I do cook. No,
or had
I don't.
Skills.
I just lied on air. I do not. I'm quite comfortable with my lackadaisical approach. Merry Christmas. we've got, it's 12 past 7. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
We have the fresh sound you're looking for. Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
If you want robots on air, listen to someone else. We just give you real people.
Joy 94.9.
16 minutes past 7, you are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight we've got Dill, me, and Mason. And, you know, it's Christmas Eve. Let's get into the cheer.
I can't believe, just your voice right now. You can just hear that you were just bouncing off the walls from that song.
Okay. I challenge people to not want to groove to that song.
It was a good uplifting song.
It is. And I hear it. I'll be walking down the street and I hear it. And I'm like, yeah, dance like nobody's watching.
They all are.
Yeah.
They're judging you as well.
I'll let them judge.
give them some Christmas shoulder.
Christmas shoulder, merry shoulder. look, I think that there's some... Okay, after last week, we did have a chat about internalized homophobia.
And that's always an interesting subject.
And you know what? It proved to be quite beneficial. Yeah, well, not beneficial, but educating. Educating.
Oh, I thought you were just going to be it was good for me. I just vented everything.
Yeah, no, it was good in that regard. But then it also, I left the studio and I was like, I have a million things running through my head now, because it's kind of
there's medication that will fix that.
I don't know about that, but I just I left the studio and instead of like having, I guess, internalized homophobia, it opened up a whole new door for me because it's like, well, here's things that I don't understand about gay culture. Well, the stereotypical gay culture.
So basically you become a four-year-old and you're like, why?
Yeah, I need
you're
to
You're whying
know.
Everything. Just I, why?
Why? Why? Why does that happen? But like, I'd like to think that I'm not alone on this. Like, if anyone has like any questions about, you know, the gay culture that they don't understand, you know, feel free. Because I think right now is the time to ask these questions. So send us a message on 0427JOY949 or phone in on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air@joy.org.au because like there's I think this is a helping I think we can help each other, we can grow from this.
Okay, so let's begin with your questions then. Well, like, what do you
lay it on you Mason. Okay, look, when I'm out at say like a gay venue or a gay bar,
yeah,
and you know I'm talking to somebody or I'm talking to a gay guy and then they pull out their phone and then they start like messaging someone on like a hookup or dating app and I'm like, you know, we're talking, we're having like a conversation. To me, it's kind of like, okay, I'm talking to you and you're like a 7 out of 10, but I think I can find someone on my phone that's like more like a 9 out of 10. So just give me a second. Oh, wait, no, I haven't found anyone. Okay, you'll do for the moment. And that's what I feel like. That's what I maybe.
No,
I'm-
but generally, if someone's on their phone and they're like meant to be in a conversation with you, that's just rude anyway. But then you add the flavor of they're looking at a hookup dating site and that's kind of just. That's still rude, but it's even worse, I guess, because it's like, what does that say about you?
Yeah. Like, am
it
I...
It really does.
Do I need to, like, walk up to them and say, like, hi, I'm Dylan, and I'm probably not going to put out, but, you know, like, can we talk? Oh, wait, no, you're on your phone again. Okay, cool. I'll just wait. What, you done? Okay. So, hi, back to what we're talking about. You know, like, that's what just runs through my head. I don't know. Do you have any questions about the trans or, like, things about the trans community that you don't... fully understand?
I don't know. I feel like the trans culture versus the mainstream gay culture, it's a lot more comfortable for me.
Yep, I can understand that. I mean, like, we went to the Y Gender dinner the other night.
That was delicious.
It was delicious. But that culture was a lot different because I didn't... there was not a lot of persecution.
Yeah, but it's kind of, like, it depends how you feel, I guess. Because, like... depending on which kind of culture you're in, if you're in trans and you're a trans person or if you're a gay person in a gay culture, a lot of people's insecurities kind of flare up. Like, I know sometimes when I'm hanging out with other trans people, kind of when, like, it's a really awesome event when people get their, one of their surgeries done. So then they want to tell everyone about it. But then it's like, sometimes when they do that, they flash people and... people like me who haven't had chest surgery kind of feel inadequate, but that's kind of more me. But that's like, I'm really happy for them, but at the same time it's great that they're comfortable
yeah.
with themselves, but it's still like we have to be really careful about what's triggering within the trans community and trans culture.
Okay. Sounds like you understand that one.
Yeah, no, because I do. I'm like, it's basically all me.
Oh, well, that's cool. You know, at least you know. I still, there are so many things about the gay culture that I just do not understand. Like, okay, I don't really go out into the gay scene all that often, which is why I'm perpetually single.
Maybe we should just, like, make you go out every night.
I don't...
become a scene star.
Oh, my God. No, I'm allergic. I just, like, I don't... okay, when I do go out, I go out to, like, gigs and I go out to, like, music events and stuff like that. And when I, you know, you go out to the beer garden or you go out and you're, like, talking to people and they want to have a chat about the music and they want to, like, get to know you as a person. And you don't, yeah. like, and you just hear, like, you know, friendly talks. But then, like, in... the gay scene when I go out, I just feel like I've like transported back to high school where it's like I feel like, you know, you hear people and they're like, they're talking about other people while they're still in earshot. And it's like, wow, really? Really?
Is it just, it's clicky? Do you just feel that you don't fit in or?
Yeah, I think so. I think I feel discriminated against. Yeah. Or not discriminated against. I just feel like by, I don't know, I just don't like being around environments where it's like, for lack of a better word, bitchy. That's just, I don't know, that's just me. That's just me.
But it's hard because, like, how you mentioned with the, like, the hookup apps and stuff like that, within, like, the gay community, how you look is so important. So it is, it does have a very kind of shallow...
Oh, yeah.
It is a kind of shallow experience a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I guess that kind of explains...
And that's another thing, like... The aesthetics, like the whole like basis on aesthetics, like, yeah, I totally get it how, you know, you want to look your best and you want to look really nice. But like for me, me as a person, I find something really, really sexy is a brain, like someone who can think and pontificate and, you know, there's like a good back and forth with.
That was a big word. I'm impressed.
Thank you. I Googled it. No, I honestly find that, like, I think a brain is like the sexiest thing. If you can like stimulate me mentally, I'm like, wow, let's talk. Let's hang out. You know, that's just how I feel. We have got a message in, and it's, I think this one's for you, Mason. I think there's something you can take for all those likes. Ha ha.
It's because I spend so much time on Facebook. I apologize, but it's just, you know, 350 million people are considered to have Facebook addiction disorder. So
it actually I'm just has one a
of
name.
These, I'm just one of these million people.
Do you know what? I am totally, I think I am a Facebook addict because I will wake up in the middle of the night and instead of like being like a normal person and going back to bed, I will troll and I will go through people. I will essentially stalk somebody on Facebook in my bed instead of sleeping. That's disruptive. And now I've told
people. I feel dirty. Why did you share that?
Oh, because it's Christmas, you know? Sharing is caring, I believe. Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
You are listening to a Joy 94.9 podcast for Generation Next. News, views, and opinions from the queer youth of today. The Generation Next podcast is presented to you with thanks to Joy sponsor, Equal Play.
I'm Jason Ball.
And I'm Gus Johnston.
Sport has been a massive part of our lives.
But for all the highs, sport can also be complex and at times pretty tough for those in the GLBTI community.
The Equal Play Study is an opportunity to change all this. We're calling on people aged 14 to 23 who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse to share their experiences in sport and PE. Participate now at facebook.com/equalplay.
28 minutes to 7. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight you're joined by Dill and Mason. And we're about to move into some gay school, I think. I feel it in my bones. Yeah, I just went a bit Tegan and Sarah.
I keep... Every time you say that, that's all I can think is just that song. I'm like, I love that song.
I love the Tiesto remix of it. Have you heard the Tiesto? It's like trance. It goes all trancy.
No, but that's how it is.
Oh, I thought that was like original. So did they actually do a collab with
Tiesto? Yeah, that was a collab. And that's the trance version, and that's the only version. There's no actual guitar, acoustic-y kind of...
Oh, I thought because, like, all of their songs, you know, they're, like, guitar and
acoustic-y. Yeah. No, you're wrong. So.
I was wrong. I love learning about music. I do. It's my favourite. I love music. I love Gen Next music knowledge. Look, so I'm just going to stop rambling and, yeah. Generation Next Gay School.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside, it's gay school.
There they are.
The birds. Yep. I know it's gay school because of the birds. So, Mason, do you want to kick off with the first article?
Yes, safety first over festive season. So, this season, it is the season to get merry and jolly and have a good time. But we have to look after each other LGBT Victorians should look out for each other and party responsibly this festive season, health and safety advocates have urged. Research published earlier this year found assaults and cases of acute drug and alcohol intoxication peaked in Melbourne during New Year's Eve and Day. So, Greg Adkins from the Anti-Violence Project, he's urging people not to react to verbal abuse if you do happen to encounter it over the season. Don't react to it because, as he's quoted saying, try not to respond verbally because 70% of people that respond verbally to a homophobic or transphobic assault, 70% end up being harmed physically. So, when in danger, don't respond. Put distance between you and the perpetrator. Call police. And once you're safe, contact the Anti-Violence Project. And that's just really sound advice, guys.
And also we need to, like, remember to, like, the mateship code, or as I like to call it, the bro code.
Yeah, because you look out for people.
Yeah, like, you know, my friends, they always call me, like, Mother Duck or Mama Duck. Because, like, I always do, like, a head count and I go, like, if my friends are going somewhere, if they're leaving the club or leaving the party or wherever we are, you know, you go with your friends and wait until they've gotten into a cab. You don't let them, like, walk off by themselves, you know. Safety in numbers, you just don't. And plus, like, you just don't leave your friends behind. You just
don't
do that.
As well as you, even if you're not friends with people, if you see someone that's looking like they've had too much or maybe they've been slipped, like, more alcohol than what they expected.
Yes.
Looking out for people like that are kind of semi-conscious or...
Do you know what? I did that to somebody I met at a party and she was really grateful because there was somebody there and he was really creepy.
Yeah. Because that's what happens. Bad situations can occur if you just kind of ignore someone that's in distress or if you're not sure, just even going up and talking to them and being, are you okay?
And it's just bad karma. Not to do it. If you see somebody and you think, like, you know, hey, maybe they haven't got their full capacities about them, then, hey, just go up to them and just, you know, just say to them, like, are you okay? Like you just said. And just to make
sure. It's
better
be safe than sorry, really.
Exactly.
You might be, like, the weird person that's, like, worrying about a stranger or something, but it's way better to be that person rather than to be someone who didn't help someone that actually really needed help or had needed an ambulance or just needed help getting to a cab.
Exactly. And, look, I have another really important thing that I'd like to add on to this, like, the festive season topic. Look, if you're one of those people that when you go out and you haven't seen your friend in, like, a couple of days and then you're going to squeal when you see them really loudly... That's annoying.
This is just a PSA for, by the way, stay safe, but please don't be annoying.
But no, I'm serious. It's annoying. Don't do it. It makes other people, like, look, I'm going back to it, like, I know I'm going to sound a bit like a hypocrite, but look, they're going to think that you're a Muppet, okay? I would think that you are a Muppet if you're going to squeal there and go, it's been so long. Ah! It's like, has it been that long?
It was yesterday,
exactly.
And I talk to you all the time on Facebook.
Yeah, it's annoying. WA gay couples to be recognised. Gay and lesbian couples in Western Australia can have their relationships registered now after a local council in inner city Perth established a register this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, how nice is that? The city of Vincent passed a motion on Tuesday night to create the state's first relationship register for both gay and straight couples. It is based on existing registers in states such as Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT, but it similar to the Melbourne City Register. City of Vincent, I'm just wishful thinking that it was Victoria.
But they've already got it here. They're copying our concept.
Yeah, they are too.
Yeah.
Which is what I just said out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So City of Vincent Mayor Alana McTernan said the move was in support of marriage equality. So this process confers no legal rights. However, it can be used in a variety of legal processes from the will to immigration. From will to immigration or property settlement, which, you know, look, we are. It's a small step. At least we have our foot in kind of in the right direction.
I really just think it shouldn't. The federal government should remove the ban and then each state gets to decide.
Yeah. I just can't wait for the day that instead of it's like gay couples, it's just like couples who really cares like what orientation they are. As long as like they're happy, and together. Shouldn't that be their only thing that matters? I just wish it was like, instead of like gay couples, it was like unhappy couples, happy couples, bitter couples. You know,
the bitter couples, they're the ones that are making the rules.
Yeah. True. We got married and now we can't get out of it. That's tradition.
No, but that's one of the arguments actually used against gay marriage. Oh, no, used in favor of gay marriage is because social norms, divorce used to be seen as very, very bad. And now it's so kind of common.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's like, well, marriage can change over time. So let's just let the gays get married.
Yeah, exactly. But look, in my opinion, and you know how I'm quite opinionated on
funny that everything. You're on radio.
But like I don't think that you should be allowed to get married unless you're Catholic, because it's like a religious thing. I wish that civil unions were like the, you know, the height of a joined couple, and like
you don't like, you know, the hierarchy. Yeah, it's like it's still civil partnership is still below marriage.
Yeah, and because like, look, I just am an atheist, and I don't believe in a,
you just want it to be secular.
God. Yeah, exactly. Like, I just don't think that, like, I need God to tell but me that still, I can be with somebody.
There's still people that really value it.
Absolutely.
And getting marriage is part of, like, getting the name is still part of the movement.
Yeah.
Like, it's still quite a large part of getting gay marriage.
But, like, even, like, if we look at marriage, like, in its confinements and, you know, a holy matrimony.
It's archaic, I get it.
Yeah, it's a like a business. It's like a, you know, purchase. You purchase the bride. It's
originally
gross.
That's what it started off as. Exactly. A business deal between,
like, joining a family.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that there's room for that today. That's just my opinion. And you know what? If anyone has anything they'd like to disagree on that, or if they agree, you know, send me a message on 0427JOY949, because I'd like to know your opinion, or shoot me an email on onair@joy.org.au, because, look, that's just what I have to think about marriage equality.
I'd never get married, but I still want it.
Yeah.
Just for others. Because I'm selfless like that.
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, if people want to get married, go for it. But, like, you know, my mum's been divorced, my elder sister's divorced. Like, so many people I know who get married get divorced, and I just think, hey, cool, have fun with that. Hashtag bitter. Would you like to read the next article?
We'll get straight on to that. It's still about marriage equality. So the New South Wales state is pushing the equal marriage is now going online. They have launched its official website on Wednesday. Independent Sydney Alex Greenwich said the website would be a valuable tool in the push for marriage. So Alex Greenwich, he's done amazing things for the gay marriage movement in Australia. He's really kind of one of the kind of forefront guys, I'd say.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
I see him a lot. He advocates for it a lot, and now it's really great that he's kind of in a position where he can have his voice heard, and other people's voices can be, he can project other people's voices.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean.
I see where you're driving at.
Cool. So, in November, three members of the group gave notice of a marriage equality bill in the Legislative Council, the state upper house. So basically, there's going to be a bill debated next year in May. Basically, it's going to be awesome if they can get it through. The website's to help inform people about kind of the going on, what's happening.
And it's a pretty interesting website. Look, if you guys want to jump and get some more info on that, check out nswmarriageequality.com.au. And yeah, because it's pretty interesting. It's got some like really cool info, which would make it interesting.
It's always, gay marriage is always an interesting topic to cover.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, after a while, it gets kind of like, oh, we're saying the same stuff over and over, and they're not listening.
I tell
you, but it's good because, like, we really need those people to keep pushing, even though it does feel like a really kind of, I'm really exhausted from this argument. Let's, like,
yeah, you know what? Like, as a gay person, like, I am totally overhearing about marriage equality. It's just, it's ridiculous. ridiculous how it's taking so long. And there's so many people, like, there's so many other nations that have moved forward. Like, do you know, Brazil has actually, like, now introduced in Sao Paulo.
South America as well.
Yeah, South America is a big place.
No, I think there's a couple of places there that have, they debated the bills and they got through.
Yeah. And Australia, like, we are really, really lagging behind. And I know I just went on a rant about saying, you know, how I don't think marriage is cool. But, like, you know, there are so many people out there that want to get married, and there's so many people, like, here even at Joy, there are so many people that have been with their partners in, like, committed relationships for years, like, in expanse of 10 years. And it's like, that's not a legitimate relationship, like,
it's
with the government.
It's de facto.
You know, it's just, I think it's really, really, really ridiculous.
It's really weird, though, as well, because they're not, like, acknowledged by certain, like, organisations, but others they are. Like, Centrelink accepts if it's a gay couple.
Yeah, because they can tax you and take money.
No, but then others are like, nah, that's not, you're not a relationship. That's just a partnership, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
It's when it comes down to, like, getting money out of people, then the government is all fine for hearing, you know, that you are in a couple relationship, you know, you're together, and, you know, we're going to combine your taxable income, and that's what we're going to charge you on and tax you as.
Yeah.
But you know what? Being recognized in any other way, ha, silly. Ha, bless your cotton socks. It's stupid. I find it really, really redundant and kind of annoying that they were just seen as like a dollar.
It's just annoying because it's just like they say it's not legitimate, then they do.
Yeah, the ambiguity is a bit too much for me.
It just really needs to be just more equal, basically.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Melbourne's biggest gay voice has a fresh new sound.
Fresh new sound.
Joy 94.9.
Generation Next. Love it.
14 minutes to 8. You're with Generation Next. Dill, Mason, got to message it in. They have a really good point, actually, for you, Dylan.
Well, I did say before that I think that marriage, in just my own opinion, should be based on, like, if you're Catholic, because it's a Catholic rite.
Yeah. So the message in is, so according to you, only Catholics should be able to get married. So what about other faiths? Muslims, for example, by your own statement, shouldn't be allowed. Don't get me wrong. I believe what you may have really meant is what I've been saying for years. Marriage started out as a church/religious ceremony. I say give it back to them. At the same time, let's revalue all civil ceremonies, which is the way most people now actually get married, as civil unions, regardless of the fenders of the two individuals making up the couple. Therefore, making civil unions the actual legal union and marriage only a religious ceremony that may be used for a civil union.
Look, I do have to say that that's where I was driving at. I do think that I think that marriage is like a really archaic term.
It sounds like the way, like, civil unions is the top, and then it's like marriage is an add-on title, like a little hat.
Yeah, because to me, like, you got married, like, back in the day, because the idea of getting married out of love is like
new.
Pretty new. And even it's like mainly like a Western, like, idea.
Concept,
yeah, to get married out of love. Other,
it's generally for money, land.
Yeah.
Family name, and tradition, kind of that kind of reasons.
And like in a lot of other cultures, your parents will choose your partner.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would be terrified if my mum had choice over who my partner would be. No, I'm not even going to walk down that road. But look, I totally could not agree with this message anymore. Especially
you
the part
just said
like,
it really awkwardly.
Yeah,
but that's exactly what you meant. Like,
because like making civil unions the actual legal union and marriage only a religious ceremony that may be used for a civil union. I think that that's pretty accurate. I mean,
it'd be cool because like legally civil union, and then if you're spirituality religious, you can do like a separate ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's... like.
Why are we not pushing for this?
Well, I'm not too sure.
We need marriage reform first before we can get equal marriage.
Yeah, I mean, like... even if you look at, like, marriage in, like, the confines of our, you know, traditional marriage. Let's go back to what they talk about traditional marriage, where, you know, when a woman gets married to a man, she has to she's subjugated to him.
Yeah.
So that's a traditional marriage in terms of the Bible and where it came from, where it started from. And I think that that's really gross, in my opinion, which I have many of.
Yeah, a collection of them, and this is one of them that I'm wearing now.
And I'll probably be wearing for a couple more hours. We're smack bang in the middle of gay school, so we're just going to keep on going. The gay cruise has been cancelled. A 7-night cruise, which was set to shake up the party calendar in Australia next year, with what had been dubbed the country's largest LGBTI festival at sea, has been cancelled. Liberati, which officially launched in August, was set to sail for the South Pacific from Sydney on October 5th, 2013, and visit the Isle of Pines in Noumea in New Caledonia. Due to logistical issues beyond our control, Unity Events are sad to announce that we will be unable to proceed with the sailing of Liberati in 2013. Spencer McLaren has been quoted, who's the Liberati entertainment producer. We will do our best over the coming months to rectify these issues with the aim of rescheduling Liberati to a later date of 2014.
It's a pity, because, like, I've been on cruises before and they're really fun. And to have, like, a completely gay cruise would just be amazing.
That'd be pretty fun. I think I would like... you know what? Even I think I might go on one of those, because you know how, like, I don't go out into the gay scene.
Party calendar was an event for the party calendar, or LGBTIQ's persons.
And, I mean, it's just major fun event to, like, go out onto international waters, you know?
But then you have to be wary, depending on where you travel, because homosexuality is banned in certain places that have really pretty islands.
Oh, true. Like...
The Black Sea. Yeah. Mediterranean Sea. I think that's a bit...
they're a bit not iffy. Friendly. Oh, but you know what? I think it'd still be... well, that's a shame. Look, hopefully in 2014, the gay cruise will keep going.
It'll be awesome. Go off.
Go off.
And moving on to slightly unhappy news. Surry Hills dating app attacked us. Oh, well, it's good news, but it's bad news. Surry Hill dating app attackers were arrested. In Sydney, police have delivered an early Christmas present to inner city residents and the LGBTI community after the arrest this week of two men wanted over a vicious attack and robbery of a Surry Hills man who had earlier befriended one of the attackers via a smartphone dating app.
My eyebrows are being raised because
we went over that before. You're like, I don't want to, like...
anyone who listens to many of my rants, like, I am totally scared of dating apps or these hookup apps because of this.
This is your fear realized for someone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're inviting this person, this stranger, into your home, and that is just, this can happen. Like, you could be inviting over either, like, one of the Brady Bunch or Jeffrey Dahmer. You do not know.
I think it's it's not... if you look at statistically, I don't think it's happens that often, but when it does, it gets publicized a lot.
And that's where I step in there and I'm like, told you so.
The media's like, here, have something to fear. And you're like, I'll take that fear.
Yeah, I already have that fear. I mean, like, I don't even like telling people where I live. Serious. I have friends that even know where my apartment is. It's just like I get really, really paranoid about inviting the wrong person.
Yeah. So a 23-year-old and a 28-year-old man were arrested on Wednesday and have been charged with one count each of armed robbery. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 20 years imprisonment. So this 25-year-old victim was allegedly attacked by the two men inside his Wayne Street unit on September 18 at about 9 p.m. after he invited one of the men who had met on the dating app into his home. You're just looking at me and you're like, I told you. This is what's going on.
I didn't say that. I was quiet. If you're inferring something from my raised eyebrows, then that is your prerogative.
That's really good that they caught these men, though.
Yeah. Well, the like, in a bid to identify the offenders, police last week, they released an image that they believe to be one of the men used from the profile image. And the Inspector Craig Middleton, he confirmed that the release of that image quickly helped progress the investigation.
That happens a lot with Crime Stoppers and stuff. They find that once they release the images, they get a flurry of...
Yeah, of responses. You know, I think because it's like people when, you know, the going gets tough, people do band together as a community.
Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, that's nice. That's reassuring. It's like an extended family. That's how I'm taking it. And look, finally, we're going to end on a bit of a nice note. A gay-friendly church to run young adults program.
Talking about people getting together, here we go.
Yeah. The Metropolitan Community Church of Sydney, the MCC, will host a young adults group for the LGBTIQ Christians on last Friday that just passed. So this new sessions are part of the MCC's Project Thrive, a young adults ministry designed to reshape the way young gay Christians view themselves and their faith. Project Thrive coordinator Alex Pittaway said that the sessions are aimed to attract young people who might be turned off by the more established forms of Christianity. We want to move away from the conception of faith based on judgmental legalism and promote one of empowerment and community, he said. The MCC has a history of involvement with the LGBTI community in Sydney. They've been quoted as saying that they are a church which says you can be gay and Christian, and we help young people especially to reconcile their faith and their sexuality.
See, that's just amazing. Like, I'm not Christian or anything, but that makes me want to go. Yeah, I hang out with those people.
I think that'd be quite nice. I mean, like, and then there's Joy as well, who like runs the portal in Melbourne, who takes in like gay young people and helps them. And it's nice. It's nice when you hear the progressive
mother hens.
Is that the term? Is that like a term for that?
I don't know. You said that you were
Mother duck.
Mother duck.
That's mother duck.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
It's not quack. Mother hen.
No, it's not mother hen. It's like quack. You know, like mother ducks said quack quack. Come back and never mind. hey, we're nearly out of time, but we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this. I promise.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Get more of the fresh new sounds from around the world. Joy 94.9.
Babbling about stuff. Generation Next at 4 minutes to eight.
We still got the... I don't know if Stephen's been called yet, but we should mention that. The lunch tomorrow.
There's four positions, maybe. Possibly. And this is for people who are alone and they need a... I guess they can't afford a ticket to this event and they need like to hang around with someone. Well, need to hang around. They're lonely. If you're lonely on Christmas, you should give Stephen a call on 0413 337 805.
He's going to feed you and you're going to hang out with some pretty cool people.
Yeah.
And then... You know, Christmas, it'll be a good time.
And there's a traditional three-course Christmas lunch. I mean...
That just sounds delicious.
It really does. And look, hey, everyone out there, this is the last Generation Next for the year. So we'll be back in 2013. We'd love... Thank you so much for, this whole year. It's been really, really awesome hanging out with you guys every, like, on Mondays. So thank you. Mason's picking his nose at me.
Damn it, I was trying to break you. Oh. How awkward.
How feeling the love. Hey, thank you again, guys. Have a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year. Much love from Generation Next and Joy 94.9. Woo, Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to a Joy 94.9 podcast for Generation Next. News, views, and opinions from the queer youth of today. The Generation Next podcast is presented to you with thanks to Joy sponsor, Equal Play.
I'm Jason Ball.
And I'm Gus Johnston.
Sport has been a massive part of our lives.
But for all the highs, sport can also be complex and at times pretty tough for those in the GLBTI community.
The Equal Play study is an opportunity to change all this. We're calling on people aged 14 to 23 who are same-sex attracted or gender diverse to share their experiences in sport and PE. Participate now at facebook.com/equalplay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.